Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. If you look at our world today, it's full of confusion. It's full of chaos. It's full of trouble. But what does the Word of God say this evening? Let's read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, and verse 25, 26, and verse 27. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25, 26, and verse 27. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not whose refused him that spake on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he had promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of those things that are made, and those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Shall we look to prayer in prayer? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank Lord for the Word of God. That's so beautiful. We thank Lord as it applies to our heart this evening. Be with us and touch us, Lord. We thank Lord for everything you've done for us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The Bible says this evening in verse 26, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also the heavens. Which means not only the earth is going to be shaken, but the heaven also is going to be shaken. We have invented rockets. Our wisdom of the world has invented so many things. But still, we are living with confusion, with chaos, with trouble. The Bible says, troubles will come to you. Trials will come to you. Sufferings will come to you. Sufferings will lead to glory. That's what the Bible says. This whole world, they think they are becoming much better, but actually it's becoming worse and worse. Why? Because this whole earth is going to be shaken one day, and everything is going to go into damnation, and everything is going to go where the devil and his angels are, and everything is going to go to hell. The Bible says so clearly this evening, I shake not the earth only, but also the heavens. And he says in verse 27 that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. So there are two things that is going to happen. Some things are going to be shaken and some things that are not going to be shaken. So we see from the Bible, it says that what will be shaken? Our economic policies are going to be shaken. Our commercial policies are going to be shaken. Our business transactions, global transactions are going to be shaken. Even our churches are going to be shaken. False heresies, false teachers, false promises will start entering the church and it will shake the church. Our moral values will be shaken. Immorality will increase. And not only that, it will bring troubles to us, difficulties to us. It will make us living in fear. But this evening, the Bible says, put your trust in the Lord and not your confidence in man. So let's see from the book of Matthew what the Bible says. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24 and verse 25. It's a very good story here. But let's see these two verses here. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Now everything in this world will shake, but everything that is built upon that rock will not shake. So this you keep in mind. Everything in this world will shake, but everything that is built upon that rock, that is Jesus Christ, will not shake. And the next verse he says, and the rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew. That means trials will come, troubles will come, sufferings will come to each one of us. But if you put your trust in that rock, if you put your trust in God, you put your trust in Jesus Christ, then you will not shake. And beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26 says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto the foolish man which built his house upon a sand. This evening we see, if we put our trust in the Lord, if we put our trust in that rock, we will not be shaken. The Bible says, you will remain unshaken. Now this evening, I want to say five things from the Word of God which will not be shaken. Bible says earth and heavens will shake, but there are five things this evening which will not shake. The first point is the throne of God will not be shaken. The throne of God speaks of power, authority, leadership, judgment. He reigns from the throne, and we need to go every day to that throne because it is the throne of His grace. We are what we are today is by the grace of God. And the grace of God should become very real in our lives this evening. By going to the throne of His grace, Bible says, my grace is sufficient for thee. Not only do we go to the throne of His grace, we need God's mercy every day. And what is God's mercy? I'll define small mercy like this. A small child went to his mother and said, "Mummy, can you put butter on my bread?" So the mother not only put butter on his bread, she took even the jelly and put it on his bread. That is the mercy of God. When you go to the throne of His grace and ask God, I need grace today to live. God only not gives you grace. God also gives us His mercy. So free, everlasting, bowels of His mercy comes to us. All from His throne, which never shakes. The second point we see, which does not shake, is the word of God cannot be shaken. Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will still remain. Many skeptics, many atheists, many translations have come defining God's word, speaking against God's word. Jesus preached in the temple 2,000 years back, but where is the temple? But the word of God still remains. The word of God still convicts, cleanses, comforts, and counsels a person. Its promises can never be shaken. Its prophecies cannot be shaken. Its power cannot be shaken. There is power in God's word. The Bible says it's like a knife, two-edged knife. It can pierce through the bones and marrows. It can convict anybody. What a thought this evening. God's word will not be shaken. The third point I want to say is, the church of God cannot be shaken. This building can be shaken. if a big flood or a big wind comes, this whole building may fall. But the invisible church of God cannot be shaken. Amen. Why? Because we are the body of Christ. Amen. Bible says it's not a temple made with hands, but we are blood bought. We are the redeemed of the blood of Jesus Christ. We cannot be shaken. The church of God, the invisible church, cannot be shaken. What a comforting thought. It's a permanent, abiding thought of a believer. I belong to him and he belongs to me. I am citizens of that heaven. Oh, what a day of rejoicing that's going to be when we all stand. We may be from America, from India, Africa, anybody, but all blood bought. We're going to stand before God and we're going to praise him and worship him. Oh, that dream is becoming slowly a reality. The time, we should redeem the time. Slowly, the time is coming. What are we doing today? What are we doing? We should go tell others about Jesus Christ. Bring them to the fold. Bring them to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Even they need to be saved. What a day of rejoicing that's going to be when we are going to see him face to face. And what is God going to see on us? The blood of Jesus Christ. We have escaped the wrath of God. Not only that, the fourth point we see, the child of God cannot be shaken. Once a child accepts Jesus Christ as his Savior, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, baptizes him into Jesus Christ. He cannot be shaken. No man can pluck me out of God's hands. By grace I am saved through faith. What a thought. He saved me. He saved you. In 1978, when I was 14 years old, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. It was in Vacation Bible School. The pastor of the church told a small incident. And today I will tell you that incident. If we have time, okay, we have. He said there was a big grandfather monkey. And this grandfather monkey had a big sword in his knife, in his hand. And he had a small grandson monkey. He told the grandson monkey, don't touch this knife, don't smell it, don't even look at it. Because if you touch this knife could cut one of your limbs. So the grandson monkey said, yes, grandpa, I will obey you. After some time, the grandfather monkey went to another village. He said bye-bye to everybody and he went. But while going, he told his grandson, don't touch it, don't smell it, don't even look at that knife. He said, yes, grandpa. So the grandpa went. The small monkey roamed in the jungle for about 2-3 hours. He got fed up of himself. He got bored, not knowing what to do. He came to the same tree where the knife was kept. He climbed the tree. He looked at that knife. He immediately, his grandfather's words came to him. Don't touch it. Don't look at it. Don't even smell it. But temptation sometimes becomes so much a trouble for us. As big as we are, temptations become too strong for us sometimes, and we fall into sin. So this monkey took that knife. First thing, like children do, he smelled the knife and then he gave one big swing. I will do what my grandfather did. So he went to the jungle, he cut the branches and the trees and all that. He thought he would help his grandfather. But remember, he was doing it in sin. So he went to a branch and he cut. He was enjoying what he did. And he cut. He was sitting on the wrong end of the branch. And he cut. One crack he gave, the branch broke. Another crack he gave, the branch broke fully. And he fell down from the tree. He did not know down there was a miry clay, a quicksand. He fell into the quicksand. The more he struggled for himself, the more he was going down in the quicksand. Sometimes in our sin, we struggle without asking God for help. And the more we struggle, the more we go down in our sin. At last he came to his senses. He cried out in the jungle, "Will somebody help me? Will somebody help me?" An elephant and a giraffe heard in the jungle, and they ran and came to him. While the giraffe held the elephant's tail, the elephant put his trunk and picked up that boy from the guttermost to the uttermost. And that's what God did to me. I was a Christian by name, Francis Newton. I was born in a Christian family. I went to church regularly. I read the Bible. 100 verses I memorized. I got the first place in my church. But I did not know Jesus then. I was a sinner, need to be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal. He gives us eternal life. That evening I came home, sat sitting on my father's bike. I said, "Lord, here am I. Please save me." It just took that one sentence. By grace, through grace, by faith, I was saved. I was saved forever, for in eternity. And little did I know, now God not only saved me, he hooked me to the ministry. I am a very shy person. Even today I am very shy. If you come to the front door, I'll run off the back door. But the word of God makes you bold for us to preach his word. Amen. It makes you bold. We do not want to go to Tirupathur to start the school. I said, "No, Lord, it's so hot, that place. I thought hell was under Tirupathur." I said, "No," but God said, "I'm going to give you what you don't like." Always what we don't like, God gives us. And when God gives us, we have to take it and listen to what he says. And then you can see the blessings comes out of it. Both my daughter-in-laws are Hindus, but they got saved. Their families allowed them to be Christians. If we started a school, it was for my daughter-in-laws, I think so. People got saved. Children got saved. Families got saved. What a blessing through one man, through one family. A blessing came out. We saw that after so many years. God made us lifetime missionaries for him. A child of God cannot be shaken. A child of God cannot be shaken. The next point we see is God's character does not change. "I am the Lord, I change not," Malachi says. He is yesterday, today, and forever the same. If you put your unshakable faith in that unshakable God and trust him, our world will be very different. Let what may come to this world, troubles, trials, difficulties, situations, but we need to trust him. That God will keep us, God will carry us, and God is faithful. He is faithful with his promises that he will do it. And that's what gives us blessing. That's what gives us blessing today. To believe in God's word, that God's word will keep us. So let no man, what they may say, no angel, no devil, nobody can rob us from God. We are like the coconut trees in India. We become like the coconut trees. If you have seen coconut trees, they are quite tall coconut trees. And how does this coconut tree become strong? It takes the beating of the wind. It takes the beating of the flood. It takes the beating of everything. You see, sometimes the coconut tree goes down as if it's going to break, but it'll stand again strong. The winds will come, the rains will come, difficulties will come, problems will come. But when we trust in that God, putting our trust in God rather than confidence in man, God is able to lift us up. Amen. We thank God for his word this evening. Amen. Thank you.